Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, fam. Welcome back to another episode of The Dopamine Fast. Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving into something super crucial. Building resilient thinking patterns. Ever feel like you're constantly battling negativity? Like that inner voice keeps raining on your parade, even when things are going relatively well? You know that feeling when a small setback throws you completely off track? Yeah, I get it. We all have those days, those weeks, heck, maybe even those months where our brains seem determined to sabotage our happiness. But here's the thing. Resilience isn't some mystical superpower reserved for superheroes and Olympic athletes. It's a skill, a muscle you can train and strengthen, just like your biceps at the gym. So, let's break it down. What are these resilient thinking patterns we're talking about? Think of them as mental tools that help you bounce back from adversity, maintain perspective during tough times, and ultimately thrive in the face of challenges. They're not about denying your feelings or pretending everything is always sunshine and rainbows. It's about acknowledging those difficult emotions, processing them constructively, and choosing how you respond. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build a fortress of mental toughness. 1. Reframe your perspective. Our thoughts shape our reality, plain and simple. When things go south, it's easy to fall into the trap of catastrophic thinking, assuming the worst and letting negativity spiral out of control. But what if we could reframe those negative thoughts? Instead of, "This is a disaster," try, "This is an opportunity for growth." Look for the silver lining, even in the darkest clouds. Remember that time you stumbled during a presentation, but ended up delivering an amazing closing line? You learned from it, adapted, and turned a potential setback into a victory. 2. Practice gratitude. Seriously, this one works wonders. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. A warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, a breathtaking sunset. These little moments add up and create a sense of contentment that can buffer against stress and negativity. Think about it. When you're focused on what you have rather than what you lack, your perspective shifts dramatically. 3. Embrace learning. Obstacles aren't roadblocks, they're stepping stones to growth. Instead of seeing failures as defeats, view them as valuable lessons. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I use this knowledge to improve next time? Remember that Einstein once said, failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of it. 4. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We're all human, and we make mistakes. When you stumble, don't beat yourself up. Instead, offer yourself the same kindness and understanding you would extend to a friend going through a tough time. Remember that setbacks are temporary, and your worth isn't defined by them. 5. Surround yourself with positivity. Your environment influences your mindset. Seek out people who uplift and inspire you. Limit exposure to negativity. Those constant doom and gloom news cycles or toxic relationships can drain your energy and erode your resilience. Choose to spend time with individuals who bring joy, laughter, and support into your life. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, a college student juggling classes, a part-time job, and a demanding internship. She's feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and questioning if she can handle it all. That's when she remembers the principles of resilient thinking. She reframes her situation, seeing it as an opportunity to develop valuable skills and challenge herself. She practices gratitude for her supportive friends and family. She embraces learning from her mistakes and uses setbacks as motivation to improve. Sarah cultivates self-compassion, reminding herself that everyone faces challenges and she's doing her best. She surrounds herself with positive influences, engaging with inspiring classmates, joining a student club, and spending time with loved ones who offer encouragement. As a result, Sarah not only navigates the stressful period but also emerges stronger, more confident, and better equipped to handle future challenges. Remember, building resilience is an ongoing journey. It's about embracing the ups and downs, learning from your experiences, and choosing to cultivate a positive, growth-oriented mindset. So go out there and build that mental fortress. You got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, or hit me up on social media. I love hearing your thoughts. Until next time, keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.